Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings have just released a new record. It's a holiday soul party. Their previous album, Give the People What They Want, was nominated for a Grammy Award. The album features soul revivals of holiday classics and originals like Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects. When I was a child, I used to wonder how Santa put my toys under the tree. I said, Mama, can you tell me how this can be when there ain't no chimneys in the project?
Ain't no chimneys in the project.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings will be performing at The Egg in Albany, New York this Saturday, December 5th at 7:30 p.m., bringing their inimitable energy and sound to the stage of the Heart Theater.
I see you coming from a mile away, and you're looking real cocky. You think that you can keep the sea at bay, but it's about to get choppy. Play with me and you'll play with fire. I can make you pay.
The Dap Kings blast and blare, sidestep, and put on a great show, at the center of which is the incredible vigor of Sharon Jones, providing lead vocals and more power than seems possible. Jones was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2013. She beat it through surgery, chemotherapy, rest, and time off the road and off the stage. She's since reunited with her band to perform and to star in a documentary directed by Barbara Koppel. During the film's premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival in September, Jones announced that her cancer had returned, and she's since been undergoing a new round of chemotherapy treatments. This time, though, she's been able to keep performing. Sharon Jones, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hey, hi, glad to be here.
How are you feeling today?
Well, today I feel much stronger than I have. You know, the chemo for the last 3 months have really taken a toll, and the type of chemo I take, it really is supposed to tire me. But I've did my shows. I said, as long as I can sing and get out there and do, I'm going to do. That's what I'm feeling. Right now I feel okay. You know, I get on the stage, I'll do what I do. You know, if I may not have as, I may have to pull back a little bit, but the doctor told me to, you know, to take care, pull back a little bit. I did a show in Jersey and I, you know, went out, you know, and it was the same week of my chemo. It's like whenever it's close to the days of my chemo, like that third day I'm dead, you know. It's like my body just have no energy, and I so happened to have to do a show on that day, and I went out and tried to put a little bit more into it than I had to, and I couldn't breathe, you know. It was like it's from the air coming in, like, and it affects me, you know, chemo. But I was on stage, I caught myself, smiled, caught it, calmed down, did what I had to do, and I, you know, and it works. You know, when you know your body, you know what you can do it. And I want to do these things. You know, these shows came to me, and that's my therapy. Going doing my shows. You know, my fans coming out. You know, if they can make their way out to come and see me, I mean, I'd rather be doing on the stage, even if I have to sit in a chair singing, than to be home. I got cancer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my therapy. That keeps me going.
I imagine that all of your fans are so happy to see you. Does their energy coming from the audience help you keep going, too?
Oh, yes, it does. I mean, that's why I told you last week. I got so over it. I was overexcited because a lot of my fans from Staten Island had came out to see me. Like 28 people came from Staten Island. And, you know, you're overexcited. And that never happened to me before because I never, you know, had to go through that. So that's an experience. But I never went on stage the same week I did chemo, so that was a difference, too. So, you know, you learn things. You know, you learn your body, you learn, you know, you adjust. You got to know what to do. So my fans are just coming out. And I think they just come out because they say, like, hey, if she's going to come out there and do it, we're going to go see her. and that makes us a big tip. No, I'm really serious.
No,
and it's so cool. And it's just, yeah, and it makes me just feel so great to see them come out. that gives me my energy. That's me. Keep me going.
Could you tell me more about what performing and what singing does for you and why it is such an important part of who you are and your life?
I think the singing and being on stage, and just even if I didn't, I think if I didn't even get a chance to be on stage, to get with the band, after being away from the band, to be around the band and music, you know, what we do. And the fans just, you know, I just feel if I can sing, I got my energy. And to get out there and do it. And even if I'm down, that makes me want to get up. Like I said, no one knows how depressed I am that this chemo is back. Mm-hmm. But you would never know that I could go into that depressed stage. You know, I can get into the laying in the bed, not talking to anyone. You know, I don't want to deal with this, leave me alone. But me getting out singing, you know, knowing the fans are there, I got shows. These shows give me something to look forward to, give me that energy. Oh, I got this many shows in November. Wow, I got this many shows in December. And I'm still got to worry now about them doing the operation because they're shrinking the tumors down, and then they're going to go in and remove them, like, you know, probably abrasion, burn them out. And so I know that's going to come next. So these jobs is keeping my mind off of that. And I know I'm healing. And so working is part of my healing. I mean, it's weird, I know, but it keeps me going, you know, knowing that I got these jobs. As a singer, as an entertainer, you want to know we have to plan our jobs way ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So I love looking at my calendar and seeing April, May, June, July, August. I got this many gigs. I got this gig there. I got that gig. You have to plan them ahead. So these gigs are planned ahead for me during the end of the summer, probably like in, you know, June, July. And so now that then the cancer, and then I found out I got this cancer in June, these dates are already there. I'm like, hey, there's no reason for me not to do them if I can. So I told my manager, don't cancel the gigs. I'm going to do them. And lo and behold, I'm doing them. So that's what my fans do for me. Keeps my energy going, keeps my mind off of my sickness.
So you and the Dap Kings have released a holiday record called It's a Holiday Soul Party.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fantastic album. What made you want to do a holiday album?
We've been wanting to do a holiday album for the longest, for years. You know, the first time, I think maybe 3 years ago or 2 years ago, we came out with Ain't No Chimney in the Projects. And Binky had did a thing from Fly Right Down to a Stone Soul Christmas. So those were two of the Christmas songs we did a couple of years. But then we said, like, hey, we want to do an album. And finally, by us being on the road doing things, I think the tour that we did with Tedeschi lined up enough time that we had time to go in and do an album. And we put aside a couple of weeks, which didn't take us a couple of weeks, thank God. It took us like maybe 8 days or so, maybe a little less. We did a Christmas album, and we went in. Everyone was so in tune to this is what we're going to do. I mean, we really got in the studio and just knocked it out like boom, 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 just like that. They even like gave so you know, we, like Sharon on like the traditional, the classicals, like you know, Silent Night, Silver Bells, you know, like White Christmas, and you know, those are the songs that I, you know, I put me in like, yeah, let's do it like this, let's do it like that, you know, and they followed me. And then, you know, like the original, the Hanukkah song, that was the most exciting thing I think I had. So much fun doing that. So what are y'all doing, Hanukkah? You know, so what's all this stuff about? 8 days, what y'all doing 8 days? You know, and so the guys start breaking down, like, you know, we don't do nothing really. You know, we have latkes, and I'm like, what's a latke? You know, I couldn't even pronounce it. And so it's funny they, you know, find out what a menorah is and a gimel, you know, I know all that stuff. And then Gabe would tell me about like his grandmother, his great-great-grandmother, like every Christmas time come around, all the kids, no matter, he said, I don't care who it is, no matter how old, whatever, she always put $5 in the envelope, you know, to everyone. So all these things were put in the song about the things they did, and I had fun, you know, doing that. And singing and like making it soulful, like I like the end when I like talking about that menorah.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so good.
I guess it's, like, what in the world?
So you got a Hanukkah education, and now the song gives a Hanukkah education.
Oh yeah! Oh my God! I like it more than pay. I mean, we really had fun just doing that, just into it. And that's how it came along so well. I mean, we did this in the summer month. We just went in the studio and just did it, just like that.
You mentioned White Christmas is on it, and it is the, like, I wouldn't have imagined that White Christmas could be soul music, but you really turn it up, and it's so dancey and great. Yeah.
Believe it or not, that's the song I did with Michael Bublé on the special that's coming out on the
10th. Awesome.
Yeah, I'll be singing that with him. You know, that when I went in and did that, I was out, man. It was a week night. My voice was like, eh. You know, I just did this recently, and it was one of those days, man. So we lowered it like a whole tone down, but it doesn't matter. You wouldn't know it.
No, nobody would know. So,
and I had fun with Michael. It was so much fun. He's such a cutie. He's just such a nice person. No, he really is. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. And the energy we had, it was just cute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for, you know, like they was filming these things, you know, they do so many takes, you know, to get their song right. And they had this young lady, and they, you know, they take 4 or 5 takes, you know, into takes. When we came out with ours, I was like, how many takes y'all think we have to do for White Chris? I was like, I hope they don't do too many because it don't make no sense. And I went in, honestly, one take, bam, it was done.
Of course you did.
And the guy said, you know, Michael, like, what do you think, Cheryl? Like, what do you think, Michael? And he's like, I thought it was good. I thought it was good, too. Then the guy, Michael, I thought, that's it. We're done. And that was it. We did it.
I have read that you think there should be a new Grammy Award category for true soul music. Why is that?
True soul, because, I mean, you know why Annie even says that? I was watching the BMI, and Prince came out and gave the soul/R&B award to this group. And it was like, okay, everybody on there, every song on there, I'm like, where's the soul? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, R&B to me is pop. And so that category still is not, you know, just need a soul category by itself. But, you know, they feel there's not enough soul music out here like that. So, and then what they try to keep portraying off as soul music, you know, the kids got, you know, they're young and they want to go out and they want to update it. You can't update. It's got to be sincere. It's got to be what it is. If you want to update, then you do something update. You do a pop song. You do, you know, don't call it soul. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it ever happened in my lifetime. I just thank God now that we're being recognized and people are hearing what we're doing. Other young people are still trying to do it and keep it going. So it's all good. You know, I'm not mad at anybody.
Right.
I'm not mad at anyone, any of these young people doing this stuff. Proud of them. Keep doing what y'all do and do it. You know, I guess if I was in my 20s right now, I'd probably be on stage too with a bikini on, a skimpy bathing suit. It's all what it is. You know, I find some of the older singers talk down at the younger singers, and some of the younger singers disrespecting the old singers because, you know, don't disrespect the older ones that's been around. And the older ones been around, you know, when you see them, don't you turn your nose up at them and disrespect them. It wasn't for me. Yeah, we know that, you know. So, it goes both ways. I just feel as musicians, we should uplift everything. The young should uplift the old, knowing where you got your ideas, where you came from. You know, these people inspired you, and give them that respect. And you older people, give the young people that respect too, for wanting to, you know, do what you're doing and do their own thing. And they're doing their music just like you did when you was young. So, you know, you got to give way. Now, I've ran into them all. I've ran into the younger ones and I've ran into the older ones. And the older ones even disrespect me. Why? I mean, I'm just a few years younger than him, you know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'll be 60 years old in May. You know, so why are you turning your nose up at me? But, you know, it's okay. You know, I just don't want to be like that. And I just want to try to just always be positive in this field and uplift anyone trying to do what you do. Appreciate it. You know, don't down people.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings will be at The Egg in Albany, New York this Saturday. To learn more, visit theegg.org. They are also guests on Michael Bublé's Christmas in Hollywood, which will air on NBC on December 10th. It's a Holiday Soul Party is available now from Daptone Records. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Just another Christmas song with this time I'll sing along. Just say.